Everyone. So I'll go ahead and begin. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Academic Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Latta. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of brief reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. You can also state your comment anonymously if you want to proceed with that. And then also for our committee members, if you may please state your name before asking your question, your comments. For presenters as well, if you may please state your name and your title before presenting yourself to the committee and to the public. So with that, we'll officially begin. The day is Thursday, October 10th, 2024. The time is 1:01 p.m. Ms. Gonzalez, I'll turn it over to you if you may please call the meeting to order.
I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools Academy Committee meeting to order on Thursday, October the 10th, 2024 at 1:02 p.m.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. With that, I'll take roll call. Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias.
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. Now that we've established quorum, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Ms. Covarrubias for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you're a member of the public and you would like to make a public comment, you have 3 minutes or 6 minutes if translation is needed. Is there any public comments? Okay, no public comments at this time. We'll move forward next with the approval of minutes from the MPS Regular Academic Committee meeting on February 8th, 2024. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll make them move.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The minutes for February 8th, 2024 has been approved. Now we'll move on to information discussion items, starting with 2A, academic updates. This will be presented by Mr. Sirs, our chief academic officer.
Good afternoon, board, colleagues, and public. My name is Gökhan Sirs. I am the Chief Academic Officer. Before I start with our academic update, I want to share that as of today, the state test results are actually public, and we will present to board with those updates in the coming board meetings. With that, what is the focus today? Today, we want to give an update to all of our academic committee members on how our schools are going through Plan, Do, Study, Act cycle to address the needs of our schools and the community, specifically that particular school site. And we will touch base on our ADA and chronic absenteeism data at each school site. And also, we will highlight the initial MAP testing results that we have. Again, since we have only 1 hour, and I would like to have all of our schools to have a voice, we will have academic leads presenting, and each school will take approximately 3 minutes to present their slide deck, and then we will have enough time for questions at the end. And if we go to the slide deck, I wanna first of all thank to our wonderful academic team, and that picture is actually Photoshop. Two of our team members are not taller than Andros. But since they put it that way, they look tall. That's now a public record. But I want to just add that we have a new team member, Rose, who just joined us this week. Rose, thanks for joining our team. Rose is going to help us with the accountability component of our mental health grant that we received. And we will have two mental health centers at MSA, one at MSA 1 and one at MSA Santa Ana. But more details will come about that grant and how that will benefit our school campuses. Next slide, please. Actually, before I start next slide, since we are really crowded here, I want to thank all of the 18 members, and you can join via Zoom. And if you have questions, you will come this way to ask those questions related to your department. Thank you. And Katie will stay with us, Director of ELN, ELD, and ELD programs, and she will help us with timekeeping for the presentations. So before we start, I just wanted to quickly highlight a couple of things. The first one is what are our numbers and demographics information? Because we have limited timeline, I mean, we have a set deadlines for the board items. The data that we have here is not necessarily the census day data. This was last updated on 9/20. And again, in the future meetings, you will see more accurate census day data because census day was last Wednesday. Now, if we look at our schools, this is the historical data from DataQuest for, no, it's not the historical data, I'm sorry. This is for 24-25 data from CalPERS poll one. And when you look at this data, one of the things that we see is we have a very diverse population at our schools, and majority of our students are Hispanic Latinx community. And again, the rest is very diverse. We want to make sure that we understand the needs of our population so that we can provide culturally responsive education at our schools. If we go to the next slide, here is another data point that we really care is our students with disabilities data. So if you look at our total enrollment, around 16.5% of our students are students with disabilities. And we have another almost 3% of students are students with 504 plans. So it puts us around 20% of students who need additional support, either through their IEPs or 504 plans. At the same time, the board is aware that we brought multiple board items so far and to make sure that we have enough education specialists and paraprofessionals at our schools to support our students with disabilities. And if you look at the percentages at MSA 4, right now 30% of our students are students with disabilities. At MSA 5 and San Diego, it is 21% of our students are students with disabilities. So these are significantly higher than the state average, which is close to 15%. So if you, and one more thing on this document that's really important to know is our duly identified students. So these are the students who has a disability and at the same time they are English learners. So we, why is that data important for us? Because we want to know how to support our students and both to understand their disabilities, also to understand their needs because they are learning English as a second language. So if you go to the next slide, here we have our English learner data. And in the English learner data, the important piece that I think everybody needs to pay attention is when we look at the Magnolia-wide data, 18.4% of our students, close to 20%, are English learners, and our schools have strong programs and supports in place through, and we are following our EL master plan to make sure that all of our students are supported so that they can learn in English in all of our schools. Next slide, please. And we wanted to also recognize one more component, which is the expanded learning. Again, you will hear about our schools. There are a lot of information, GLOBS growth, priorities, attendance, and the data for MAP testing. But we wanted to put this information here because we see the school as a whole. So when the student comes to school in the morning, then when they leave, not at dismissal, but at the dismissal of the after-school program, they benefit from all those programs at our schools. And in the long run, we want to make sure that everything that we do after school has huge impact in the education of our students. So in a nutshell, we have all the numbers, but if you look at that, we have close to 1,500 students involved in expanded learning programs, which include tutoring clubs, Saturday school, and intercession programs across all 10 schools. And this is something that right now in one of our schools is done by our ACES program is done by YMCA. We partner with ARC at another school. We partner with Think Together at many of other schools. And in one of our schools, we have our own program. But also in most of our schools, we utilize ELOP funds to also host our own programs to benefit the students with additional programs after school, Saturday, and intersessions, also summer school. So with that, we are going to move to, if you go to the next slide, we're going to go to our flagship school, MSA 1, and I'm going to invite our MSA 1 leaders here. So what we're going to do is we have three slides for each school, except for our wonderful MSA OC. MSA OC has one slide in this document. And for other schools, they will go over goals, growth, and priorities for their school. They will share one highlight about their initial fall math test result. And then they will also talk about the ADA and chronic absenteeism. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everyone. Frank Idak from Magnolia Science Academy number one, one of the Dean of Academics. So our GLOWs, growth, and priority. So the three of our GLOWs that we are adding more APs and more honor roll classes. Those classes are, they add more rigor into our curriculum. And also our consistent growth in SPAC 2 years in a row. So we have 2.4% growth in ELA and 10.68% growth in math. And our CGI of 1.56 in math and 1.13 in reading. And also, we also take pride having positive CGI, 2.75 math and 1.25 in reading for English learner students, and 1.61 math and 1.81 reading for special education students. Our goals are teacher credentials. We are getting more teachers, like newly graduate students. So we are working on those. We're helping them support their credential. So we need to do more work on that one, and we're supporting them. And hopefully we're gonna have all our teachers credentialed soon. And so another one is differentiated assistant program due to EL and SPED subgroups. So we fell into that program last year because of the data. But right now, so as we see in our CGI, in MAP growth, our EL and SPED subgroup data are growing. So hopefully, so we're gonna remove that growth from there. Our priority, so we are having a mid-cycle visit and WASC renewal coming up soon. So that's one of our priorities right now we're working on as an admin team. Next slide, please. So for the LCAP metrics, so for three of the metrics that on LCAP, on CASP proficiency, for SPAC proficiency, and also so growth targets and also growth percentiles, so it's both CGI and CGI percentile. So our target for LCAP metrics 2.4 for the student met or exceeds on proficiency. So ELA was 38% and math 26%. By the full MAP scores, the projected proficiency, these are not actual numbers, but it's projected by the MAP data. And reading is 42%, 42.06% projected proficiency in SPAC. And for math, it's projected proficiency is 19.43, but our proficiency was 24.73 last year. And we are expecting higher numbers this year. So I'm going to move fast. I'm running out of time. So for the second metric is, so we also passed those metrics for the growth targets. Our growth targets are 65% in reading and 61% in math. And also for growth percentile, we are on reading the 98th percentile, and for math, we are on 88th percentile. Next slide, please.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to make this really quick. I am, my name is Azni Fatolian, and I'm the assistant principal for middle school at MSA 1. So our average daily attendance for the year 23-24, we were at 93.17%. And then as of October 2nd of 2024, we're at 94.42. For chronic absenteeism, again, in 23-24, we were at 23.5%. As of October 2nd, we're at 5.58. So as we could see, there's definitely been an improvement. And then really quickly, three action items that we do to improve ABA and slash chronic absenteeism is we conduct home visits to tier two and three attendance issues, attendance recognition into monthly assemblies, as well as monthly incentives, recognizing good attendance, such as ice cream parties, pizza parties, et cetera. Thank you.
So we would like to invite our wonderful Mustang, since we still have an opening at MSA 2 for Dean of Academics position. You are one of our wonderful principals here to present to our board.
Thank you. Good afternoon, all. Irene Gavriloff, co-principal at MSA 2. Last year, we were proud to be recognized as California Distinguished School, and we are also proud to also be recognized as California Platinum Implementation, PBIS Platinum Implementation recipient. And additionally, this year, in accordance with our PDSA cycle, we're proud to have a new position called Instructional Coach, which is to help support our teachers so that they can go ahead and provide better instruction in the classrooms. Our fall 23 to fall 24 math data showed a positive CGI for both math and English, which is a proud moment for us. And in terms of goals, we want to always improve our students' achievement and improve student and staff's sense of belonging so that they feel proud to be Mustangs. Priority is to support teachers with their retentions with the ultimate goal of improving student achievement. In the next slide, we will go ahead and see our map comparisons with the LCAP data. We were able to meet our proficiency projection for fall 2024 for reading. However, with math, we will go ahead and make sure to have some improvements with targeted improvements with math. We were able to meet our LCAP projection for fall 23 to fall 24 for math and reading, and for the targeted math goal CGI, again, we were able to have positive CGI for both math and English for reading. And the next slide focuses on the attendance. Last year, our average daily attendance was at 93.30. This year, as of October 2nd, we're at 94.46, which is an improvement. Hopefully, we'll be able to stay increased than last year. For chronic absenteeism, it was at 6.67 for last academic year, 23-24, and as of October 2nd, we're at 5.54. Some of the action plans that we're taking to improve our ABA is our monthly recognition per grade level. We recognize whichever grade level has the highest ABA for that month with additional incentives, with RAT points for attendance and follow-up with tier two and tier three students and families, including attendance letters, home visits, and individual interventions. Thank you. Would you like me to?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we'll go ahead and invite them to take a break.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Mia Murray. I am the Dean of Academics High School at MSA 3. Some goals that we would like to highlight at MSA 3 is that we are now offering for this school year 20 plus classes for fall and spring with LA Harbor College. As of census day, we have 411 in comparison to last year of 389. And our promising academic behavior, preliminary data for 2022 to 2023, SBAC math, ELA, CAS, suspension, chronic absenteeism. Our GROW is new teacher coaching systems and procedures and consistent one-on-one check-ins with each staff member. Our priority this year is to distribute data ownership across our team. Next slide. When we look at our LCAP matrix in regards to the map, for proficiency, we met our growth. We're above growth for projection for 24-25 SBAC. In regards to percent met growth projection, we also met our goal that we set for us with reading and math. And in regards to CGI, we are positive with 75 percentile and reading and 99 percentile in math. Next slide, please. In regards to attendance, 23-24, we were at 91.98%. And as of October 2nd, we're at 94.57%. Chronic absenteeism was 33.9%. And as of this year, it is 20.4%. Our action items is attendance video campaign, rewarding students consistently, and hiring a family success coordinator.
Thank you. Just, I want to add for MSA3, just one more thing that there was a typo with the promising data. It's not 22-23, but 23-24 preliminary data, which is now released today that we will all celebrate in the upcoming board meetings. Then our next is wonderful MSA4, Beagles.
Hello, my name is Alexis Leon. I'm the assistant principal from MSA4. So MSA4 is really proud of the growth that we've made. We've grown about 20% on our MAP data from fall to fall. Another glow is that teachers have established routines and procedures in their classrooms, and students are rising to meet them. Students are respectful of their learning environment and teachers. Currently, our last flow is that our ADA is at 93% right now, compared to 83% at the end of the last fiscal year. Some growths that we are focusing on that we chose, right now we are still working on student active engagement that we want to accomplish through collaborative and cooperative learning in the classroom. We also want to continue to grow our differentiation for our EL and our SPED population. A priority that we have identified that we are going to target, where we're going to actually target our growths, is through bi-weekly one-to-one coaching with the assistant principal, where we will utilize a number of data sources, the NWA, the SBAC, teacher reports, to target and develop meaningful lesson planning. Next slide. So as I started, MSA 4 is proud of their growth. I wanna focus your attention to the middle slide. Our projected growth was 50% in ELA and math. Our actual the actual growth we made in reading was 70%, and math, it was 80%. And if you look at our CGI right below it, we were projected to be, our target was 50%, but we ended up in the 100th percentile for our CGI. So our ADA for the 23-24 was about 90%, our average daily attendance. Our chronic absenteeism was about 38%. As of 10-24, we're at 93.5. And our chronic absenteeism is about 16.5%. And some ways we're gonna tackle our chronic absenteeism. We've established a weekly meeting system with the assistant principal and office manager to review attendance data and identify students who require phone calls, home letters, or even home visits. We also have a PBIS system where we do a student celebration every month for attendance. And we have student attendance support plans employed after receiving, that's actually supposed to be the first letter, but that was my typo, and regular meetings to monitor students for progress for students placed on these plans. So we have a progress monitoring in place for students who are identified as chronically absent.
Thank you. Okay, with that, we are gonna go to MSA 5.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Kemal Fazlan, MSA 5, Assistant Principal and the Academics. So I would like to start with the GLOW. We are offering three dual enrollment courses this semester, Spanish, Political Science, and Communication. One good thing about that is 80% of our high school students are enrolled in these college courses, and we have a 90% or higher passing rate. And we do offer that during the school hours, not after school or at the weekend. And we have now access to bungalows as of the first week of academic year. It's definitely improving our school culture, having more space for our teachers and students. And another glove is department chair support for new teachers. Since we have four new teachers this year, we would like to empower our department chairs have weekly sessions on Tuesdays to focus on the weekly lesson plans. So it has been working great. We are getting great feedback from our departments. Grow, refining academic intervention programs. Based on last year's course, now we are implementing more strategies using the IXL for the power and plus sessions and weekly data check meetings with our department chairs and math and English teachers. Improving PBIS related data tracking and follow-up. We are in the process of buying a new product to track the PBIS strategies and the student scores. And our priority is we are aware of the need of implementing more strategies for the math, 7, 8, and 11th grade classes especially. Thank you, next slide. Even though we couldn't meet the target proficiency for math and English, we do have 70% on reading and 65% on math growth and 100% CGI for math and English sessions, definitely showing, even though we are not there yet, our kids are learning and improving. Thank you. Next slide. For the average daily attendance last year was 92%. Now we improved it by 2% as of October 2nd. And for chronic absenteeism, it was 30% last year. Now there is a 13% improvement. We are 17% as of last week. And three action items we will be doing this year, implementing more home visits, parent meetings, and recognition during the assemblies and offering some incentives to students. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to go to MSA6, Tigers, most companies.
Hello, board. Hello, colleagues. My name is Jacob Tice. I am the assistant principal at Magnolia Science Academy 6, the Tigers. Based on some data collected from last year and during our leadership in service, our staff developed a PDSA cycle in which we wanted to target authentic learning on campus. And that's marked by an increase in collaborative learning, sense of belonging, and tiered intervention. I'm happy to say that in the first 6 weeks of school, during our walkthroughs and during our data collection, our GLOWs reflect that it's working, our plan is working. So we have tiered academic interventions that are robust. There are many opportunities across campus for students to get intervention and help, more so than ever before. Our teacher collaboration is extensive and frequent. They're meeting with each other more often than they ever have, and they are getting assistance from support teams more often than they ever have. And then our Kagan-based or collaborative teaching strategies and learning strategies are showing effectiveness. We have the lowest amount of failing grades that I've seen since I've been in the chair, which is really great. Our GROWs include developing resources and interventions for our EL students, especially our non-English speakers. We have three on campus currently who do not speak English, and so it's a GROW for us to make sure they have access to learning. We also would like to continue to hold internal PD on regular intervals and be better with scheduling those. Our priority is developing the role of our academic counselor. We're blessed to have this new position on our campus for the first time in the school's history. And so we want to make sure that that position is developed well to support students and staff on site. Our math data is successful thus far. And although we are not meeting a proficiency target in reading, we are, or math this year, so far, we are happy to say that we are growing very well. Our data has been historically good, and when the cup is full, it's hard to fill it further. So we'll continue to grow. I am happy to show that our CGI puts us above almost 90% of other schools with similar data across the nation. So we're doing really well to grow. Next slide, please. Our attendance is getting much, much better. Our ADA rate currently sits at 97%, which is 3% over last year's end of year data. And our absenteeism rate is the lowest it's been in 4 years at 10% so far, which is a full 10% lower than the end of year data from last year. Action items that we have to improve this is collaborating with our new family success coordinator to do targeted home visits for students approaching or at absenteeism risk. We have monthly and progress report interval attendance recognitions for students. And then last, we have attendance SSPTs with fidelity that are happening very quickly to target these students. So, for us, but I'll invite up MSA.
Welcome.
Hey,
Dr. Dawkins.
Hello, everyone. My name is Noreen Bolden, and I am the Dean of Academics at MSA 7. So some GLOWs that we have is that we're currently supporting teachers in creating SMART goals for all their grade levels, and then we're providing them with next steps on how to achieve them. We are currently having SSPT meetings weekly and implementing early intervention strategies. And another GLOW is that based off our fall 24 MAP data, that our proficiency projection for the SBAC is 45% in reading and 33% in math. Some GROWs is putting interventions in place to support our students who fall into one or more of our student subcategories, so those dual enrollment students, and then ensuring our new life skills teacher and our gen ed teachers have open communication in regards to SEL implementation and strategies within the classroom. And our priority is encouraging teachers, and especially our new ones, to utilize testing data to tailor their instruction to meet the needs of their students. So based off the MAP data for the target proficiency for 24 and 2025, our goal was 45% for ELA, 28% for MAP. So for proficiency projection, again, we met that goal. For our meeting growth target was 50% in both ELA and MAP. And again, we met that percentage. And then we both have positive CGI for both MAP and ELA. So positive all around. End of year ADA for the 23-24 school year was 93%. This year, as of October 2nd, we're at 94%. One area that we do need to focus on, because end of year last year, we had our chronic absentee percentage at 16.2, and we did see a spike this year to 20%. So some things that we're doing to help combat that is home visits, and we're implementing incentives to teachers. So giving them a goal of 3 to 5 home visits, and they get to compete to get a gift card for that. Attendance incentives and awards for students during monthly award assemblies, and the proactive implementation of early interventions and strict adherence to our policies. Thank you, and handing it over to MSA. Or MSA.
MSA. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Darlene Bogney from MSA Bell. And this afternoon, I'm joined with Ms. Uribe, our Dean of Academics. Some of our GLOWs at MSA Bell are our targeted interventions. We took a very targeted approach to how we're going to improve our data at our school. And we added the implementation of our data strategists. And so our targeted interventions have impacted our school greatly. We also included a weekly PLC with departments. It's led by myself. And so every week we meet with our teachers as a department, which provides an opportunity to go through curriculum, to go through lesson planning, to ensure that daily practices are put in place. And we're seeing a great deal of collaborative efforts in our classrooms. The one-on-one data conversations led by Ms. Uribe weekly have also improved our data. Some GROWs at MSA Bell, we want to, based on our instructional rounds, we really want to ensure that we're engaging our students in conversations during instructions that are going to lead to more impactful learning in the classrooms. Another GROW to ensure that the teachers that are on our campus are credentialed. And so we're working diligently to ensure Ms. Mendoza leads that effort and to ensure that our teachers have all the proper protocols in place and they're credentialed. Some priorities currently to ensure that we are growing as a science academy, to ensure that we have credentialed science teacher, and we now have an opening for a math teacher. So we want to ensure that the growth is happening. Next slide, please. I'll give the floor.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Adrian Uribe. I'm the Dean of Academics at MSA Bell. So if you look at our MAP data for proficiency, we surpassed our ELA target, our proficiency for math. We're a little low, about by 5%. But if you look at our growth again for reading, we're above our 50%. And for math, again, it's something that we're working on diligently with our interventions. And for our CGI, again, for reading, we're in the 82nd percentile. And for math, you know, again, we're working on that to boost that number. And I'll... but we will finish it off for it.
And finally, our average daily attendance last year for 23-24 was 92.8%, and we've improved to 94.37%. Chronic absenteeism was at 28.4%, and we're quite pleased to say that we have now currently, as of 10/2/24, we're at 5.1%. Some contributing factors to the improvement of chronic absenteeism in ADA. Our monthly attendance competitions, we have all of our homerooms, our advisories by university, and we have competitions at our monthly celebrations assemblies. And that has been quite exciting. So the monthly rewards, this year we include literal trophies, and the home of the advisory group, they're really excited running up and getting their awards at our monthly celebrations. And then our parent and student meetings with our admin are creating intervention plans as well. And that's it from MSA Bell. We'll pass it on to Kenan.
Awesome. Because you're going to go to Pirates. Are you guys?
Good afternoon. My name is Malik Sain. I am the Dean of Academics at Santa Ana. So our goals, we surpassed our 520 enrollment goal. And as of October 2nd, we have 525 students, and we are hoping to get more enrollment and ultimately reaching our 650 students goal. So in four categories, we awarded for America's Healthiest Schools, and in supporting school health services, supporting physical education and activities, supporting social emotional health and learning, and increasing family and community engagement. And our growth, we are working on like increasing PBIS competition awareness school-wide. Every Wednesday, we are having PBIS competitions. We have four teams. And we have like incentives, we have really fun games, and it's led by Mr. Philipson and Ms. Magania. And we completed our data meetings with our math and English teachers, and we are gonna keep having like bi-weekly meetings with teachers to monitor their intervention plans, their data. And priority facility improvements, we have improved a lot. We finally got our digital sign, but it's not enough. We are expanding our program, so we still need a lot of facility improvements, and we are working on that. Next slide. And I just want to highlight our target, our growth target. In reading, we got like 62.2%, and in math, we got 63.9%. Also, for our CGI like growth, we are at 96th percentile in reading and 93rd percentile in math. Next slide, yes. So our average daily attendance for last year was 93.98%. This year, it is 95.74, so it's improved. Chronic absenteeism, it was 6.78% last year, and it went down to 4.26%. So our actions to improve ADA and chronic absenteeism, we are going to continue having meeting with office manager and front office team to monitor those absences and contact with parents. And we meet with the students who are at risk of truancy letter number 2 or chronic absenteeism. And our dean of students will run weekly ADA and ADA reports to stay on top of absenteeism. That's all from Santa Ana. Next, San Diego.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Chris Wirtz. I'm the Dean of Academics in San Diego. Our GLOWs, that number is incorrect. We're actually at 465. We put in a request to change it, but I guess that wasn't updated in time. Our mistake. So our enrollment is high, though. Not that high.
I'm getting excited.
Okay, we'll take it.
Don't get too excited.
465.
465, yeah, that's the number. We have high parent and student satisfaction. We don't have any official data, but this is just reported by our IEP meetings, our student-led conferences that we had a couple of weeks ago, and just the conversations that we're having in general with our families and our students. We've had some facility upgrades over the summer. We added a net around our soccer field, which has increased the safety, a lot of fly balls running around the campus. So that's been improved. We have some new water fountains. We painted all of the buildings as well. Our GROWs, at the moment, we are working on tier 2 and tier 3 supports, and we're going to find ways to incorporate our new academic guidance counselor and helping to support that, specifically the SSPT process. Our student connectedness, we noticed that specifically students that are coming in mid-year are struggling to really feel welcome. And so we are also working on improving that with our academic guidance counselor and in our intake process as well. And then priority right now is specifically student support, but with those who have disability. So our SPED support, we have a pretty high population, about 22% at our school. And so we've hired two instructional aides, and we're working on hiring a fifth ed specialist to help that. We go to the next slide, please. The one piece of data I'll highlight here is in the bottom right-hand corner, our CGI. So we're in the 79th percentile for reading and the 97th percentile in math. Go ahead on to the next slide. And for our average daily attendance, we were at 93.75% at the end of the year, 23-24. We are currently at 96.13%. Our chronic absenteeism is down. We'd like to continue improving that. And so we began that process in our summer PDs, just kind of gaining awareness with our teachers and what they can do to help support that and that school connectedness that we talked about. We're incorporating Mindful Mondays into our SSR classroom, where we're using a program called Along that pushes out research-informed questions to our students to kind of get a little temperature check. And then our new tier one initiative, Aim to Be Here, is going to be live on our daily broadcast. We're in the process of working that in at the moment. I don't have another school to turn it over to.
Thank you. There is actually, it's there online. And our founding principal for MSA OC Jaguars, are you there, Maria?
Hello. Hi. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Stay okay. Dr. Maria Rell, MSA OC Jaguars in the house. GLOWS, we are been able to hire a family success coordinator, Miss Daisy, and she's been a tremendous asset as we walk and get to know all of the families in the areas that we are looking at. Working on Prop 39 requirements within the Placentia Belinda area. As of right now, we have connected with 88 meaningfully interested families that we just keep talking about. Well, we're talking to them. They're introducing us to other families, and we're just spreading all of the Magnolia love, spirit, and cheer all throughout Orange County. GROWS, I'm also partaking in infield with Brandon and regarding instructional practices and some members from the academic team. Also working on hiring timelines as we look for facility spaces, new campuses, and all staffing needs that go along with that. And priority is just continuing to connect and meet with meaningful families in the area. That's it from MSAOC. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Dr. Rowell. So with that, I want to give a round of applause for our leader for all those great updates. I think one of the key components that I shared in the last board, last board meeting too, is that our schools during summer identified their top needs for the schools. And based on that, they did the PDSA cycle, which is Plan, Do, Study, Act. And based on that, they shared their GLOWS, GROWS, and priorities. Today, actually, they're going to review them after this board meeting. And then they will update, they will work with their site leaders, and they will update based on the data. And basically, they will just go through that. They acted, now they're going to go back, they're going to study, they're going to act, and then start the second cycle for the PDSA cycle so that we can just continue to grow. Now, I know that when we try to present 11 schools in 1 hour, sort of like, I rushed sort of our team members because we want to cover a lot of things, although we limited to multiple things. It's a lot. I want to still quickly summarize when it comes to the data, what we have. So MPS-wide map data, if we look at it, I just want to clearly define those components one more time. So there are three things that our teams presented, actually. One of them is the projected proficiency based on the test, that the students took beginning of the school year. The other one is how many of the students actually met their growth targets based on their last fall to this fall MET results. So those are the growth percentage, like MET growth percentage. And the third one was CGI. CGI is a growth index that's especially important when it comes to the renewal of our schools. With CGI, that's a different number. So you see 1 point something, 0 point something. 0 means that students grew 1 full year worth of academic level. So as long as the number is more than 0, it is great. If it is 1, 2, 3 in some cases, it's even better. So when we look at our data, these are really satellite data. I think the next most important piece is what our teams are doing and continue to do is to discuss this data with their, oh, I think I just touched the screen and caused this, but our teams, the next step is the teachers reviewing the data, focusing on our individual students so that we can actually have clear plans. I want to go to the, I think not the next, but the following slide, which is the CGI. So if you look at CGI, this is color-coded and makes things easier. So if you look at the CGI data, I don't know if I can do this and move things around. Let's see. Okay, it's not the best. Never mind. Okay, so when we look at the CGI data for reading, all of our schools are green and the lowest one is actually 0.67%, I'm sorry, 0.67 CGI. It means that all of our schools on an average show the right amount of growth for our students. When the CGI is calculated, it is not necessarily calculated based on the school data, it is based on grade level, but then our accountability team creates this weighted average data so that we can see a school-wide data for our schools. Now, again, we are looking at the proficiency level, we are looking at what percent of our students met their growth target, and we are also looking at overall as a school how we are doing, and this is the, in a sense, the most important data for renewal purposes. Now, when we look at MET data, if you look at the data, we have one of our schools, MSA 8, is still red. Although the school showed significant amount of growth, it is not at the level that we want, but the school leaders are aware of this, and we already had multiple meetings. They already had multiple meetings. They kept us posted on what actions they will take, because they really care about our students and they want to make sure that all of our students learn. So I want to thank all of our leaders and teachers to make sure that we support all of our students to their full potential. Now, before I wrap up and get questions, because I will still have, I think, 5 minutes at the end, I want to give a quick update that, as you know, I'm new to my position and I started as of July 1st with my team. And we were able to visit all of our schools multiple times. Some schools we actually visited myself like 5 times or more. And some of our schools we visited a little bit less. But we are just making sure that we provide more attention to the schools that need more support. And we also understand what's really happening at our schools, what is the local needs, what they need, how can we support them and empower them. When we visit the schools, our goal is to make sure that we empower the leaders so that they take full ownership and leadership, and we are just their support to make sure that they have access to all of the tools that they need. Now, it's a change, right? I'm part of the change process. We started some changes, and one of the first things that our teams, we started discussing is the data component, and we will continue in the next meeting, actually, is to create an enabling system around weekly data review at our school so that we can really focus on student outcomes and how we can change them. But in addition to that change, you know, I am one person with my team. We are just a group of 10 people with home office. Yeah, like we do a lot of things, but we are still insiders. Sometimes, you know, when something happens in your house, you don't really see it because you just get used to it. So that's why we get some outside support, that we got this bird's eye view evaluation of our schools through an organization called Attune. And we are going to have a comprehensive presentation in December to our board during regular board meeting on, I think, December 12th, if I remember correct. And Attune did a lot of focus group meetings, site visits. They will do more site visits next Wednesday to understand our intervention programs. And then they will provide us next week an instructional quality report and later a guidebook. So this will help us see what's really happening at our schools. Like, do they see the same thing? Did they see something different? Or what are we missing? What are the things that we need to celebrate that we didn't maybe? So we will have this like bird's eye view, pixelated picture a little bit in the beginning, but by March, a better understanding of what's happening, what's common at our schools. And the second organization that we work with is that which Maria mentioned a little bit is Infield with Brandon Sorley. And Infield, we are working on three different enabling systems around instructional coaching and support for teachers. And we identified them. And in this group, we have Mr. Sayin, Malik Sayin, and Kobe from MSA Santa Ana, and two of our teachers from MSA Santa Ana, two members of academic team, Katie and Tracy, and myself, David Yilmaz, our chief accountability officer, and Dr. Rowell, our founding principal for MSAOC. And what we are trying to do is we want to create systems, pilot them there, and then continue to implement them at MSAOC and slowly spread them to other schools. And the goal is to improve our observation rubric, which will really inform how we plan our lessons, how we create the learning environments, all that component, then how we actually coach teachers utilizing that, and also how we educate our teachers or train our teachers and leaders on how to utilize their calendars to its full potential. Because the moment you can manage your calendar and schedule properly, then there is more room for actually creativity. So that's the third element that we are trying to focus. So I know it's a very quick update, but on December 12th, we will have a comprehensive update, and those partners will also join us to give that academic strategic plan update to all of our board members. With that, I want to thank our wonderful academic team, all of the home office team members, especially our school site leaders, because they are on the side, they are dealing with day-to-day operation, they are just meeting the needs of our students. So I want to again thank them, and if you have any questions, we are all here to address them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sears, and everyone. At this time, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments?
This is Diane Gonzalez. I'd like to find out precisely how many students do you have that are actual special needs students, not ESL students? Do we have a breakdown per school or per the entire schools that we have?
Hi, this is Gokhan Sirs. This is Chief Academic Officer. Ms. Gonzalez, we have, if we go back to the third slide. Yep, I'll just make it bigger. So this is the slide deck that we have the total enrollment in the first column. So I'm sorry, first column is the school name, second is the total enrollment. The third column is the number of students with disabilities. And the fourth one is the percentage of it. So if you look at it, out of close to 3,800 students, 627 students are students with disabilities. And this is not the census day data. This is most probably, it will be a little bit higher than this number as of today.
Okay. The schools that have the special needs students, do we have teachers who are working with the special needs students, or are they just mixed in with our classrooms?
So again, this, yeah, go ahead. Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. So this is Gokhan Sirs, Chief Academic Officer again. So we have the full inclusion model at our schools, and we follow our students' individualized education plan. And with this model, every student gets the support based on their needs, which means that in Some cases, students are only getting specialized academic instruction support from their education specialists or paraprofessionals based on their IEP. Some students receive occupational therapy, speech therapy, assistive PE, assistive technology. There are counseling support. There is all sorts of support based on the individual student needs. Again, in some cases, this happens in the classroom, and which is majority of the time. But for sessions like speech therapy, occupational therapy, or assistive PE, that can happen outside of the classroom. But in general, our students are getting their services in the classroom 95% of the time. And every school at Magnolia has education specialists who and special education coordinators who support our students and teachers so that our students can learn in the classroom based on their individualized education plan, which clearly states those students' needs, how they're eligible for that disability, what type of goals they have, and based on those goals, what type of services they have to receive. And as part of that, we also have accommodations, in some cases, modifications or behavior intervention plan, and so on and so forth, so that we fully support our students in and outside of the classroom, but at school.
Thank you very much for your explanation and information.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee?
I just want to thank everybody. And I did have questions, but he answered them at the end. And then I do have a question for three. What's the attendance video campaign about?
Attendance video documentation.
The attendance video. I do not know. Our dean of students provides that to this week.
Okay.
And that one, we can get an update and provide during maybe tonight's regular board meeting that I can jump and do a general comment.
Okay.
And just get an update on that so that we don't do that.
I just did have questions on the numbers, but then you answered all the support you're planning to implement. So I don't have questions.
And again, this is Gökhan Sür, Chief Academic Officer. All the support that I mentioned are existing support.
Well,
so like not planned, just wanted to
clarify. Planned in the sense with the new for OC, how you're planning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for so much.
Any last questions? If not, then that concludes all of our items for today's meeting. Thank you, everyone. So Ms. Gonzalez, I'll turn it back to you. If you may please adjourn. The time is 1:58 p.m.
I'd like to thank all the teachers and Mr. Gökhan for putting the academic PowerPoint together. It was very informative. And at this time, I would like to close our academic committee meeting for Magnolia Public Schools on the 10th of October at 1:58 p.m. Thank you all. And congratulations on the good work you have done.
Thank you. I'll see you at the regular board meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you want to stay for the PDSA cycle update.